This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Familiner. Missouri lawmakers continue debating bills in the closing hours of the 2012 regular session. Among the bills passed so far today is one that would require legislative approval before a health care exchange can be created in Missouri. Republican House Member Ryan Silvey accused Governor Jay Nixon of trying last year to create an exchange via executive order.
To violate the separation of powers and to go around the legislature to do something that the people have voted on and that the people have said we don't want to do is just plain wrong. So as far as I'm concerned, this isn't about the national health care debate. This is about reining in a governor that is out of control.
The bill will go before Missouri voters in November. Democrats in the Senate, meanwhile, blocked a bill that would have declared the federal health care law null and void in Missouri and jailed anyone seeking to enforce it. Other bills passed today would reduce the disparity in prison sentences between crack and powder cocaine and bar suspects charged with child abuse and neglect from providing child care services. Session ends at 6 o'clock tonight. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster is urging the state Supreme Court to move forward with executions for several condemned killers who have exhausted all but last-ditch appeals. Koster filed a motion yesterday asking the Missouri Supreme Court to set execution dates for 9 men. The motion also questioned why the court has yet to schedule executions for 10 others whose execution dates were previously requested. Koster says Supreme Court justices need to either schedule executions or explain why they refuse to do so. Missouri's next execution will use a new process. Previously, the state used a 3-drug protocol, but a shortage of one of those drugs has prompted the state to go to a single-drug method. Missouri senators have passed legislation specifically allowing employers to refuse to provide health insurance that covers contraception, sterilization, or abortion. The Senate's 28-6 vote today moves the bill to the House for final approval. Lawmakers face a constitutional deadline of 6 o'clock tonight to wrap up their work for the 2012 session. The legislation is a response to a policy announced earlier this year by President Barack Obama's administration. The policy requires insurers to cover birth control at no additional cost to women working at religious institutions such as hospitals and colleges that don't pay for contraception in their health care plans. Missouri lawmakers have endorsed a proposal to reduce the disparity in prison sentences between people convicted of crimes involving crack and powder cocaine. Under current state law, people convicted of manufacturing more than 2 grams of crack face the same prison sentence as someone distributing more than 150 grams of cocaine. The new law would make more than 8 grams of crack comparable to more than 150 grams of cocaine. The House gave the measure final approval today, sending the legislation to Governor Jay Nixon. Supporters say the changes are about fairness. The drug laws were part of broader legislation dealing with the state's judiciary. Last year, a national group that advocates for criminal justice reforms urged more than a dozen states to curb sentencing disparities in state drug laws. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Familiner.